Madam Chairman, it's always my distinct pleasure and honor to talk about positive things and people who work very hard in our school district. Thank y'all for being here tonight. We've got great individuals who work for Kankakee schools. And this summer has been a tough summer on lots of folks. We honor principals and the principal's commitment last month. And I would like to honor tonight and give them a nice certificate in honoring our maintenance division, our maintenance department. Facility supervisor Melanie Sism has done a tremendous job with her staff and working this summer. And what I'd like to also do, Madam Chairman, members of the board, I'd like to honor custodians individually at their school. I'd do something nice for our custodians and present them a certificate at their individual schools throughout the year, but I'd like to do that within this next month and honor our custodians and thank them for the job at the Herculean effort, would be what I would say, that to get our schools ready to go during restructuring and modernization. So this time I'd like Supervisor Melanie Sism, our facilities coordinator, to come and for her to we'll get a picture and she's going to display this. Where are you going to display it? The maintenance department?
Maintenance department.
There you go. There you go. Melanie, maintenance, would you honor our maintenance workers? Who are they? Our maintenance workers have worked very hard.
Jay Ford and I got Taylor Ford and Rex Sism that worked with me the whole summer. And then I added one guy at the end. He's been with me 3 weeks. That's Jordan Barry. But those guys have worked very hard all summer trying to take care of everybody.
And I'd like to also give a special shout out to a person that helped not only food service, but all of us. And that is our the person that we contracted with, who had the contract truck that came and
Oh, that was with Jennifer
Insel.
She hired that guy out of Manchester.
So he came.
Dennis
came and brought a crew and very minimal cost. And it was just a great effort on everybody's part to do so. So congratulations. Melanie's done double work, by the way, too, she was trying to get the former Woodbury Grammar School's books all complete and done, too. We'd like to recognize those bookkeepers that have gone the extra mile, Madam Chairman.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Melanie. We appreciate you very much. Mr. Curtis, can you please call the roll?
Give me just a second, Madam Chairman.
Take your time.
Mr. McMackins.
Here.
Mr. Mullins.
Here.
Ms. Gannon.
Here.
Ms. Thomas.
Here.
Chairman Duggan. Madam Chairman, you have four members present, one absent, but the records reflect that Chairman Duggan is out, and you, Madam Chairman, Letha Thomas, is the acting chairman of this meeting.
Thank you very much. We miss Chairman Duggan tonight. She is at a month-long leadership meeting with the Army Air National Guard. We appreciate her for her service. So, item number one on the agenda tonight is to approve the agenda. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chairman, if I would, before the motion is made, we need to revise the agenda to add to the consent agenda an elementary school basketball coaches. And also would like to revise and put the FFA National Convention trip. That came in a few days ago, but I went ahead and had it since we were revising the agenda. Ms. Bonnie Patterson to address the board at the meeting. I know she addressed it at the workshop, but address the board at the meeting for possible motion. And then add number 14, approve bus bids. That's the special education buses that you've already approved. You probably approved the purchase. Now you've got to approve the bid that was submitted today. And then change number 15 to number 31. So we get a motion to revise.
I'll make a motion we revise the agenda and approve the revised agenda.
I second.
Move 15 to 31.
Well, 15 through 31. Everything goes up. That was on that original agenda that was submitted. Everything goes up.
Mr. Curtis, call the roll, please.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins to revise the agenda And also to approve the revised agenda, to add consent agenda, and to add elementary school basketball coaches and FFA national convention trip. Add Ms. Bonnie Patterson to address the board at the meeting. Add number 14, approve bus bids, and change all numbers from number 15 through 31. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Ms. Thomas.
Aye.
I'm sorry, Acting Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Number two on the agenda tonight is the consent agenda, A through L. Mr. Curtis.
The consent agenda, A, approve the minutes of the July 14, 2022 meeting of the board. B, approve resolution to transfer funds from one account to another within a series for food service, federal, and general purpose. C, approve Addie Harwood as a non-faculty Cannon County High School cheerleading assistant coach. D, approve Derek Mullins as a junior Lions football coach assistant. E, approve Jordan Anderson, Aaron Bush, Stephanie Hamby, Ronnie Arnold, and Hope Young for fourth and fifth grade basketball coaches. And F, overnight and out-of-state trips, the National FFA Convention 10-24-2022 to 10-29-2022 in Indianapolis, Indiana. Mr. McMackins. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. You need a motion, Madam Chairman.
Do I have a motion?
I make a motion. We approve the consent agenda.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis.
Motion made by Ms. Gannon, seconded by Mr. Mullins to approve the consent agenda. Mr. McMackins.
This is also pending right from approval like we always do with our background?
Absolutely, sir.
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Ms. Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Number three on the agenda tonight was an update from our architect, Gregor Spee. That was the workshop only. I'd like to thank Ms. Sism for stepping in and doing that for him on Tuesday night. Number four on the agenda is the safety report. Ms. Bonnie, can you please take the floor?
Yes, it has come to my attention over the past 2 days that we're in a situation without having to go into detail because of HIPAA, but we are in need of a fourth nurse. I've talked to you numerous times that this could occur with children that come into our community and our county schools that have high medical needs. That has happened. And I'm needing another nurse to make it work for the safety of the children. They deserve to be here, and we want them to be happy and successful. So I've talked with Ms. Stephanie about using some ESSER funds because that is a possibility. She says the money's there. I will post the position as an LPN position. I talked with my lead nurse, Leslie Pelham, who will be in charge of the hiring. I'll actually be in charge of the hiring, but she'll be with me because she knows specifics of what we need. But we can hire an LPN to be able to fill our needs. I will do it, hire it on a year basis as needed. I want to word it in that manner, because as children move in and move out, our needs may change. But that's what I mean. Thank you.
Mr. Curtis, does there need to be approval from the board on this to move forward?
That would just, you advise me to get permission for Director Curtis to hire an LPN for use in Cannon County schools. And then we can look at revising the ESSER as needed, amending that at a later date.
Anybody have any questions?
No. Okay. Does that need to be a motion?
Yes, sir. I'd like to have a motion. That just gives me permission.
I have a motion. We absolutely do this. This is a liability situation. Liability always trumps everything.
I'll second.
Thank you. We need to take care of all of our children. Ms. Bonnie, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Mr. Curtis, can you please call the roll?
Motion made by Mr. McMackin, seconded by Ms. Gannon, to give permission for Director Curtis to hire an LPN for use in Cannon County schools.
Mr. Hank Mackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Chairman, Acting Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Number five on the agenda is to approve the ELC Epidemiology and Laboratory Capacity Budget for the 2023 school year.
I make a motion we approve the ELC budget.
I will second that. Mr. Curtis, can you call the roll?
Motion made by Ms. Gannon, seconded by Ms. Thomas to approve the ELC Epidemiology and Laboratory Capacity Budget FY23, including all future amendments and addenda as presented. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Number six on the agenda tonight was the ESSER report, but that was at the workshop only. So we'll keep moving. Number seven is to review the ESSER 2.0 and 3.0 budget for 2023, including the ESSER 3.0 public plan for the remaining funds, and the safe return to in-person instruction and the continuity of services plan. Mr. Curtis.
Madam Chairman, I would advise the board to the Cannon County Board of Education reviewed ESSER 2.0 and 3.0 budget FY23, including ESSER 3.0 public plan for renaming funds, addendum, and safe return to in-person instruction and continuity of services plan. At the Cannon County Board of Education workshop on August 10th, 2022.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
I'll make a motion that we review item number seven of the August meeting of 2022 at the August
workshop. Yeah. Yeah, the workshop on August the 10th, yeah.
Second. Okay. Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Gannon, that the Cannon County Board of Education reviewed ESSER 2.0 and 3.0 budget FY23, including ESSER 3.0 public plan for renaming funds, addendum, and safe return to in-person instruction and continuity of services plan addendum at Cannon County Board of Education workshop on August 10th, 2022. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Ms. Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Number eight on the agenda tonight is to approve the Tennessee All-Core budget for the 2023 year. We did review that at the workshop. Is there any more discussion on that at all? Okay. If not, is there a motion to approve that?
I make a motion that we review.
And approve. You have to approve this one.
Oh, we have to approve this one. I make a motion that we approve the Tennessee All-Core budget FY23.
I'll make that second. Mr. Curtis, call the roll, please.
Yes, Madam Chairman. Motion made by Ms. Gannon, seconded by Ms. Thomas, to approve the Tennessee All-Core budget FY23, including all future amendments and addenda as presented. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Number nine is to approve the ESSER planning grant budget for 2023. That also was discussed at the workshop in length. Are there any more questions concerning that budget?
I'll make a motion we approve the ESSER planning grant budget FY23, including all amendments and addendums.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Gannon, to approve Tennessee Best for All District Grant Budget FY23, including all amendments and addenda as presented. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Number 10 on the agenda is to approve the Tennessee Best for All District.
Madam Chairman, can I make a correction?
I think that there needs to be a correction, Mr. Curtis.
I'm sorry. I think I moved on to number 10. Let's go back to number 9, and that's the ESSER planning grant, if you don't care.
Yes.
I was jumping the gun.
That's okay. That was my I caught that, and I wasn't 100% sure.
All right, let's go to number nine then. Approve the ESSER planning grant FY23, including all amendments and addenda. Let's do that.
Yes. Okay. Is there a motion for that?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Kearns, please call the roll.
Agenda item number nine, made by Mr. Mullen, seconded by Ms. Gannon, to approve the ESSER planning grant budget FY23, including all amendments and addenda as presented. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas, you have four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Number 11 on the agenda is the financial report. I'd like to thank Ms. Diane for joining us the other night and all the work that Mr. Applebaum and Mr. Douglas put forth with all that. But that was for the workshop only, so we'll keep moving. We also have number 12 on the agenda, which is the facilities report. Ms. Sissom gave a very detailed report for us. We appreciate that, lots going on with our facilities, but we appreciate your work. That was at the workshop only, again, of course. Number 13 on the agenda tonight, David and Elizabeth Wilson would like to address the board concerning their daughter attending kindergarten. Mr. Wilson, if you'd like to step to the microphone. Thank you.
First, I'd like to thank the board for hearing us tonight. The request I'm having is for the board to approve my daughter to attend kindergarten. If I could, it would be a blessing for you guys to put a motion forth to approve that. Don't know if there's anything I need to answer or any questions that you guys may need to ask me for this.
See if I have any questions or discussions.
I don't.
Mr. Wilson, I did some investigating. And I will tell you that some decisions like this, for me at least, I'm not going to speak for the entire board. These are the types of decisions that are very hard. I have had to learn to think with looking at exactly what goes on, the precedents that will be set, the policies that are in place. I did some looking into this today, and the actual testing we talked about last night was actual kindergarten screening. At the moment, Canyon County Schools, we don't even have the testing in place that is required for this, is what I'm understanding and what I've been told. I looked at that in depth. I think I know that there's been conversations with some of the ladies at the central office, and you guys are not the first to have asked this. It's the first time it's come to the board. But the policy, what they have always gone by, is that rule of August the 15th. No matter what, there's been other families that have been told, I'm sorry, this can't happen. That is what I have found out. I appreciate you guys being advocates for your daughter, because I'm a parent as well. Situations like this are very difficult. And I thank you for coming and being her champion and being her advocate.
So that's a no?
Well, no, that's what I investigated.
Okay.
There, we have to vote as a board.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Right. Well, I definitely appreciate, like I said, the board hearing our concerns. And of course, I guess that you guys have read, saw that there is revisions for that. I know that if testing needs to be done outside of Cannon County, I can definitely have that done. Ms. Karen Keene, I think, has done some type of testing for kindergarten and things like that. So I don't know if that's a route that we can take. But if we could, do what we can, because I feel like I would hate to hold my daughter back for 72 hours. So if you could, put a motion forth to approve, and that's all that I can truly ask for.
Any more discussion at all?
Mr. Curtis, was this brought to you before it was brought to us?
It was not, although I was briefed upon it. And looking at the law, TCA 49-6-3001B2 and 2B, allows the school district some flexibility in allowing students who choose to not to do that, to close the age cutoff. We've never done that as a system. We've always agreed with the age cutoff. It is allowable, but we've always done that as a precedent in Cannon County to do it on the August 15th date. And you're correct, others have asked and done that, and previous administrations have not done that. And I've not done it in the 4.5 years that I've been here.
I called Ben today, our GSBA lawyer, and he said that everywhere around us is pretty strict on the August 15th. But he said his daughter didn't get in because of 4 days.
I emailed Ben and he told me the same thing with the SBA, so. And I know I spoke with you last night. I guess I'm trying to stay quiet on it because I've been in the same situation you're in. So I got told that hard no, so I'm not, I advocate you for doing it. But me personally, and if we do it for one, we're going to have to do it for all. And I don't know about the testing. I couldn't find much on the testing today, where what that all includes. Of course, we just had one day in between workshops, and we usually have two. And I couldn't find much on the testing. Did you find anything on that today, anybody?
I didn't.
I have looked at other systems who do that, and most of those are stringent things they have to go through beginning at their kindergarten registration time, pre-K registration or kindergarten registration time, and doing that. And they start the testing and do it then. Any advanced testing is when they do that.
But we don't have that in Cannon County.
We do not have that in Cannon County in place right now. We'd have to research that and try to find some testing program that's been approved to do that, Madam Chair.
And quite honestly, what I think this has brought to light, like many other things that this board has seen in our tenure, is that there are a lot of things that need to be looked at as far as policies, and we need to have plans in place when things like this arise. We've met that a lot. So I do think that this needs to be looked at in detail, and we need to at least have that testing available when this comes up again. Something that we're lacking. Is there any more discussion? Is there a motion on the floor? Anybody have a motion?
Personally, don't really.
In the mic there, please. I've gotten some indications from the back they can't hear.
I don't really want, me personally, to open a can of worms that I'm not going to be here to help close.
I was subpoenaed to court So there were tests that were requested of me, and I think you and I may have had that discussion at the time. And I don't know, because I did not know I was going to be, like, my name brought up tonight, but I just wanted to tell you some background. I do still have a folder on that. There were some tests that we give to students who are entering kindergarten in the pre-K registration process before they start pre-K and before they start kindergarten. We use some of those tests. We also pulled in some tests that we use when we test students for gifted or special ed that test for levels. This is not something that we do regularly, and I only did it because I was subpoenaed to court to give my professional opinion on whether this child was ready to start kindergarten. And I went to court and gave my professional opinion on that, and he did start kindergarten, but he was age appropriate at the time. I do know that we have things in place that if we have a student that is high, that we can place them in a grade ahead. If they are in third grade and we can prove that they are performing above grade level, we can put them ahead. I will also say that I could argue both sides of this, because once we do this, it sets a precedent. And we have always used the date. You are correct in that. The student that I went to court about was age appropriate, and we were able to prove that he was ready for kindergarten. But because my name was brought up, I just don't want it to be any gray, cloudy areas that we've done this before, and now we're not doing it. So it's not something that we have in place. We don't have any concrete things in place to do this. But when he mentioned that I had done that before, that is accurate. We did do testing and were able to prove to a judge that he also agreed with us that he felt like this child was ready to start kindergarten. And he did. So I just wanted to kind of clear that up since my name was mentioned. This is something that we have done before, but it was because a judge requested, ordered. I'm not sure exactly how that worked out, but I was subpoenaed to court to testify professionally. So I just wanted to let you know why that was mentioned.
So who approved it? Who approved the test? Who approved you to do that?
Mr. Curtis and I had a conversation about it at the time. Because I was subpoenaed, I don't know that I had a choice. And the student was known from my school. And he had already gone through pre-K screening. And we had him on our roster. And mom was requesting the judge for him not to start school. He was age appropriate. Dad was requesting the judge for him to start school. And so we had to make a decision that the judge could make. Like, we had to make a recommendation that the judge could make a decision based on. So I was not prepared to speak tonight, but since my name, I know where that information came from, and it was accurate. So I just wanted to kind of let you know.
I was just confused. We just heard we don't have any testing available, and then you're saying we tested.
Well, we don't have a process in place. And you also have to think, we go on that date that the state says that's the date for the cutoff. This child that I did testing on was age-appropriate kindergarten. He was already 5 years old.
We're not really talking about the same thing.
So did he do the same testing that every other kindergartner has to do?
We did a little bit of extra because the judge asked us.
Ms. Karen, I think that may have been the year before, because I don't think I was the rector under that case. If I think that kid's in fourth grade now.
Third grade.
Is it third grade?
But it could have been before you became.
Yeah, because I think that was during the before I became the rector.
Okay.
At that time.
So, and I don't know the specifics. I don't have the file with me. My name was mentioned. I don't want there to be cloudiness about what's going on, like we're doing something for one person and not for another. And I just wanted to clear up that child was age-appropriate kindergarten,
right.
But that we did do some testing on them. So that decision is still yours. That probably makes it about as clear as mud. But because my name was mentioned, I just kind of wanted you to have a little background on what that was.
Do you know what policy it is that we have about this? Because I'm on my phone, and it's like hard to read the policies on
the phone. The policy, I can get that for the board and. Anybody got that? Principals, yeah, more familiar with that policy. Policy on kindergarten registration. It should be in the student section. Can y'all look at that?
I'm in the student section, if you could direct me.
Okay, give me just...
I don't understand the question. We're having trouble hearing
you. Okay, we'll speak louder. Principals, look on your phone right now and find me the policy that this has to do with, please. If you could do that, I would appreciate that. I could probably do it from here, but it'll take me a second to do that. Y'all can probably find it quicker than I do, because y'all have got it on speed dial. policies. Six. Okay.
Ms. Coffey, can you please say that again?
We're looking underway. I do know, Madam Chairman, in regard to TCA.
It's an actual state board policy, 4100.
Okay.
4100.
Thank you, Ms. Bonnie.
That's
State board policy, okay.
State board, not ours, and it does state.
Well, it'll be referenced in the attendance policy down in the subtitles somewhere, but it's a state board policy. 4100, age requirement.
That states the August 15th deadline. Yes, ma'am.
I just know that because I have
to read
the attendance.
Yeah. Mr. Curtis, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure.
This seems to be a harder decision than just making a motion tonight among this board.
Right.
I would have to look at exactly about when Chairman Duggan would be coming back, because I think that you guys have reached out to Chairman Duggan as well. Is there such a thing as us having a special meeting with his family and some other supervisors that may not be able to be in attendance tonight?
It is prerogative of this board to meet at any time that a special call meeting, 48 hours notice, to the general public, that it would be a public meeting that anybody, Mr. Wilson and
it would have to be a public meeting, even though it's speaking about one specific child.
It is, unless it's a discipline matter.
Okay.
The way I look at that, if it's a discipline matter, then the board adjourns for that time to consider a discipline type of situation.
Okay. She's already missed a week of kindergarten.
She has. Yeah. This is great, and she knew.
Yeah.
Anybody have an idea on that?
When does Chairman Duggan get back?
Your date.
Is there a date where we're Chairman Duggan?
Okay.
Okay. I've got the calendar, so if you'd like to call a special session at that particular time to deal with this matter or anything else we find out between then and now.
She says through August. I wonder if there might be a time where she could have an evening where she could make a Zoom. That might be an option. But I would like my other board members to weigh in on that one.
And that 4100 is related to attendance. It's not related to the day. But if you go to the state board, you can look that up, and it will tell you the exact number. I was wrong. I just pulled the state board up. It's just the attendance policy.
Okay.
And I will check with TSBA again, and also check with some of my sources at the State Department of Education.
I make a motion we have a special call meeting about this, date to be determined.
Date and time?
Date and time to be determined.
Okay. I will second that, Dwayne, to make sure that I can get in touch with Chairman Duggan to try to secure that date and time in the very near future.
Yeah.
Very
second. I'm sorry, who seconded that motion?
I did.
Okay, thank you. Just writing it down.
Please call the roll.
Motion made by Ms. Gannon, seconded by Ms. Thomas, for a special call meeting to be determined in the future, to be determined, and date and time to be announced 48 hours prior. Is that okay, Madam Chair? Or Madam, you got Ms. Gannon that made the motion?
Yes.
Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 4-4, none against. And we will look at the calendar and get with Chairman Duggan, and I'll let Mr. Wilson know as soon as
we'll
I can.
We'll get back to you as soon as possible about a date.
Thank you.
Number 14 on the agenda tonight was one of the items that we approved to be revised. That is going to be the approval of a bus bid for 2 30-passenger buses for our special ed program. It will be paid by the sped budget. Ms. Black, do you have anything you'd like to say?
just that those are the buses that we, that was the buses that we were purchasing, and special ed is going to be able to pay for all of that, so none of that comes out of transportation. And they went to bid under that because of that, didn't find it today, so we just need your approval. They're paying for them.
Thank you. Wonderful. Do you have a motion to approve that bus bid?
I make a motion we approve the bus bid.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis, please call.
Motion made by Ms. Gannon, seconded by Mr. McMackins, to approve the bid of Central States Bus Sales Incorporated, located at 303 Business Park Drive, Lebanon, Tennessee, to purchase two 30-plus-1 2018 Bluebird Vision Type C school buses for $59,000 per bus for a total of $118,000. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Number 15 on the agenda tonight is to approve the resolution 2023 number 1, 2023 number 2. Mr. Curtis.
Madam Chairman, these are routine budget resolutions. The number resolution BOE 2223 number 1. Summer camps had meals this year, which were paid from food service budget. The revenue must be recorded in the revenue section of the general purpose budget, and the GP will reimburse food service. Reimbursement must be recorded in food service line items in the GP budget. Summer camps were budgeted in several places throughout the general purpose budget. And resolution number BOA 22-23, number 2, we received the Literacy Teacher Stipend Training Grant for $18,000. So that's a great deal. So those are the budget resolutions. That will be sent to the County Commission at their September meeting.
Do I have a motion?
I make a motion we approve those resolutions.
Okay. I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis.
Motion made by Ms. Gannon, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to approve budget resolutions number BOA 2022-2023, number 1, and budget resolutions number BOE 2022/2023, number 2. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, you have four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Number 16 on the agenda tonight is the approval of four restroom renovations for Kenny County High School. Thank you, Mr. Nichols.
Thank you. This is just a continuation of last month as far as trying to finish up the process of getting all the bathrooms in the high school. I've sent pictures previously to show you all kind of the conditions of what we had. We have the stalls ordered, so this would just be a flooring at this point. Like I said, we would take care of the painting and the design of the stalls.
This is just the stalls?
The stalls have been ordered. Like, all the stalls have been ordered. This is the flooring, continuation of the flooring, doing the other four bathrooms from last month.
The gym and the two by the cafeteria.
Those are the ones that have been already, that was in July.
They're done.
I mean, they're not physically done.
But they'll be.
Yes, they will be.
Just stalls, no floor.
Yeah, it does have floors for those.
But this is just for the other four bathrooms.
This is for the middle hall, my library, and also by my office. So that will cover the flooring for those. But the stalls were all in package that was ordered last month. That's every package.
What were you asking?
For the flooring, for the other four bathrooms. I believe it was $4,500.
$4,575. Times four, which is $18,300. Just a little help.
It just didn't specifically say here as well. Okay. It didn't say that it says restroom reservation. Obviously, it was approved and already ordered. The other part.
I guess that's why I was confused. So we just have the stalls, no floor.
For the other four bathrooms will be completed from last month.
Right.
This is just the four other bathrooms.
Is it just stalls and floors or just floors?
Just floors. Okay. Stalls, all the stalls. I'm sorry to make it confusing.
Well, what we
could... Stalls for every bathroom has been...
I'm just making sure I'm getting it right. So every bathroom is going to have stalls, all eight bathrooms.
All eight bathrooms.
Okay, so we're good on stalls.
And this would complete the flooring, is what I'm understanding.
This would complete the flooring.
And what we might want to do is revise that when the motion is made, is to approve four restroom renovations of, for flooring or something like that.
I'm going to be the bad guy.
I'm also going to be the bad guy in a minute.
I don't know if we can afford it, but everything that Miss Melanie brought to us last night.
I think we can afford it in June.
Yes.
I don't think we can afford it now.
Okay. I think we need to wait for June.
We need to table this until June.
Yeah. I know this is a lot of times you've come and asked for bathroom stuff, but...
But all the stalls are done. So the kids
stalls
can't...
Will not that, be, well, stalls will not be installed.
I know, but that all the stalls the will porch, be yeah. done. What I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
All the stalls will be completed once they're all
once
in.
Once the new flooring is put down.
Okay, the flooring first. You got to put the flooring first.
Yes.
But we're only two bathrooms short.
The stalls down on top of that flooring, and then have to rip the stalls out to install the flooring back down. So when you do this, you want to do this basically from the ground up. So you want to make sure you put the flooring down and then put the stalls on top of it. So I can do the two that are in the front lobby of the gym, the two that are across from the bathroom. If you guys want to wait, we can wait and do the middle hall and the one by my office in June if we need to. And I'll just hang on to the other.
Good job, remembering one more time. What's the price for the floor?
$18,300.
$18,300.
And our capital outlay is just taking hit after hit, and we've still got two air. You know, we got all kinds of stuff.
I understand.
Yeah.
The air conditioning issues we have.
Right.
I would rather have your gym good.
Me too.
Before we have the bathroom by your office.
And
it's still in good shape from what I understand.
And the one in front of
the cafeteria.
Yeah, that's the...
I understand, but those are getting done.
Yeah, those
got took care of.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I make a motion that this is tabled until June of 2023.
You got a good place to put that store what's coming in?
Yes, sir. We'll have it soon.
There's a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Curtis.
I'm writing, Madam Chair. Motion made by Mr. Gannon, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to table this item until June 2023, meeting of the Kenan County Board of Education. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you.
Number 17 on the agenda tonight is to approve the transfer of the Auburn Gym area to the city of Auburntown. Mr. Curtis.
And Chairman, Mayor Turney and Council Woman Harris addressed the board at the workshop, and they would like us to transfer a section of the property in which the Board of Education owns to the city of Auburntown. And that property, we've figured it somewhere in the neighborhood of an acre, that what they would need. So, Council Lady Harris would like to address the board.
We never asked for you to give it to us. We just asked for the plot to be separate. Chairperson Duggan is the one that actually just want to make it.
Can I ask a quick question? This is a question I had tonight. If it is separated into two different tracks this morning, would you guys be looking into that?
We will determine whether or not we will make a decision as to whether or not we would entertain bidding. We haven't made any real decisions on it awaiting this outcome.
Okay. So you guys would like for it to be separated into two different tracks, not sold as one full property together?
That's all I ask, yes.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification, Ms. Marty. I appreciate you. Thank you. Is there any discussion?
I have something. So I understand why you aren't here, because it's very important to your community, and that's your job to be here and ask for that, because you're on the Auburntown City Council. It's also my job to look out for the students of Cannon County Schools and make sure that our money is used appropriately. It is in one of our policies that we don't represent any special interest groups. Considering that y'all don't represent a school or anything like that, it is my personal belief that I do think that that is considered a special interest group, and that I really need to sell these together, because it's going to be more money for our kids and our future. And it's nothing personal. I wish I could give it to you and it not really hurt the value of the property. But that's just what I think about it.
And I'm going to write off that. When I took my oath over at the courthouse, I signed up for the kids of the county. I didn't sign up for just the ones in my district. I signed up for every kid in this county, because at the end, they all attended the high school. Y'all have a strong community, and that building, in my belief, is not going to destroy your community, whether it's sold, tore down, whatever. It's a building. Your community is the people. I have to look out for what's best for these kids that come from your community and every community in this county. And with that, I'm going to make a motion that we keep them together and not separate.
I second.
Can we have some discussion before we do this?
You've got a motion and a second, and now it's time for the discussion, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. I agree with the sentiments up here for a list about the ones I did. Let's talk about those first. I agree that it's our job to look out for every child in this community. That was every child in the Auburn community, every child within the city limits of the district that I live in. That's every child on Fort Mountain and all the other communities. I believe that wholeheartedly. When I said in a new board member orientation in Nashville for the state, that's one thing that was pointed out, was when you take on this role, it's for every child in your district. Every child in the entire school district. I need to make that clear. Every child in the entire school district. And I took that very seriously. That's also a policy that we have in our policies, that the board members look out for every child. So I'm with y'all on that. Absolutely. I do want some discussion about, I think we had realtors last night, and I spoke to two today, that said it would be very unwise to just transfer this, but that something could be that we could split this. So my question to the two of you is, why can't we split that? What have you found? Because that was guidance last night, that they said we could do that. They didn't seem to have any problem with that. And the two that I spoke to today said that was a recommendation they gave. So I would like to hear that.
Well, I also spoke to a realtor today, and he advised me that the price of the property could hurt the sale of the property if you split it in half. Because if the buyer wants both, he's liable to lose what he's come to get. And if he wants both, he's going to have to fight two bidders, or more bidders, but in the end, he's going to have to win two auctions instead of one, or vice versa if we don't auction it and put it up for sale.
Also, Ms. Harris said that she asked for the plots to be separate so they could potentially bid on the gym, not that they would bid on the gym. And is it, I know that the Auburn Town community does want the gym, but if they don't bid on the gym, who else is going to want the gym? Unless it's tied to that property.
Can y'all afford the gym? If y'all bid on it?
If y'all think it's going to bring $300,000, no.
You, how much do you think that gym's going to bring? I mean, have you seen the real estate rate lately?
I don't think that gym's going to bring hardly anything.
When's the last time you've been in the Auburn
Town? Last year, ma'am.
Have you inspected it?
Well, no, I didn't inspect it, but...
I mean, I've spent many hours preparing, working on and upkeeping. I can't see it bringing anywhere near $300,000. Structurally, it's built in 1937, so structurally, a lot going on with it.
Have you been to Franklin, Brentwood, Nashville? Have you seen all the older farms that people are buying for millions of dollars that look just like that gym and they're redoing?
Yeah, but the land is in a different place.
But are they selling the farms together or are they splitting? You know, you have two properties split.
But the way y'all are wanting the property split, you're really not going to gain nothing from it. You want a half an acre behind the building.
I'm not here to gain something. I just want to preserve that building. That's all we want.
And I'm here to I understand that, but if you're not going to bid on it...
We haven't even been given an opportunity.
So how much, I mean...
If you don't split it, we don't get the opportunity to do it.
I mean, reality, the acre's probably worth more than the building. Yeah. The land.
Yeah.
The land could really bring something. An acre lot inside of Auburn. Why are you making that face?
Because I just don't think it will. The location. I've lived there all my life. I just don't believe it's worth what y'all think it is.
I mean, my honest opinion, I don't know what, that's going to become a public identity. It's going to be, I presume if you bought it, it would be the city of Auburn Town owning it. Or you get some sort of 501c.
Historical society.
Put together and they buy it. But then it's a whole bottle of wax. I see that you're going to have that inspected. It's going to have to start, come up to codes before you even use it. I mean, you got to buy away
the
business.
That would be our problem.
Sure, I'm just stating what I'm on the table here. I'm not saying I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how much money's involved.
Back to the value of the gym. Whenever we were talking about our five-year plan and restructuring and all this stuff, we had the round table, all that. Every person from Auburn Town said there were so many people moving here. There are so many people. The land was worth so much out there because there are so many people moving in. And now it's not worth.
Not there.
It just sounds like the tune has changed.
The tune hasn't changed. The land where it's sitting is surrounded by other houses. Yes. It's sitting in a circle. That is not a desirable place to live. Where we're selling all our land is out on the main roads and back in the hollows. But that particular area is not a desirable place to build a house.
I'm not sure that the person buying this would build a house there. Where that realtor last night said that the disabled, all kinds of stuff. Like, I'm not sure that this is going to be a residential property. It's probably going to sell as a commercial property.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's desirable for that, but
as a county. Mr. Koenig, if I can ask a question, Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Mayor Turney, is zoning in the city limits of Auburn, is there any zoning that y'all have in the city limits of Auburn?
Not yet. We may sell it out if we have to. It is in the city.
Right. We verified that on the map where the city limits come around there. And I think the city limits are kind of like halfway in that lot, is if the dotted line on the deed map I'm looking at is the city limits. So, you know, it goes out about halfway down to where the property line is there. I didn't know if there was any zoning ordinances or anything like that in the city of Auburn.
So y'all say you're going to preserve this building, but you're telling me how bad a shape it is. How you going to preserve it when you only have $80,000 a year, and y'all are telling me you don't have no money? So I don't understand, and I've still not got an answer of what you're going to do.
I don't understand why that's any consequence what we're
going to
do with it.
Our primary purpose is to preserve the building. Because it's a historical building. It is a historical building that has just like meaning, not only the office, but the town council. I mean, how many places in the town are on the historical register? I can't think of anything. You mentioned the church.
Looking at it and studying that in a past life of mine, there are a few places that are in the National Register of Historic Places in Kankakee, but not very many at all.
It is really unique.
There are a few.
It is not a normal building, and it has a lot of value to the people of that day. I mean, that was evident when the school was burned, and we opened back up after 2 or 3 days. That wasn't just the citizens of all the town, that was the whole community that worked together for that.
Ms.
Cruz. I want to make a public comment. Last time that we met and you guys was in front of us, and I spoke to you as a conduit, I want to apologize to you if you feel like I disrespected you in any way. I had no intent in doing it. And if you felt that way, I'm sorry and I apologize. And I apologize to the whole community of Auburn Town because I did not mean to do a blanket sweep of a crush characterizing anybody in any shape or form. I think it was a small group of people that fought us. And I have friends in Auburn Town, so, or lots of friends I've known for a long time. So I just want to clear that air. And I'm asking for an apology from myself to you that I've hurt you in any way.
The reaction of that community shows you how much love they have for that building. I think that's evident.
We know that.
A great deal. Meaning,
some of that love didn't come too far. Georgia, that's the problem in many cases. But that's water on the bridge for me. I want to tell you, I apologize in any way that I might have hurt you. Now, I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Is there any more discussion? Is a motion and a second on the floor. Do they remain?
What are you wanting to do, Lisa?
Most of you probably don't even know that I live in Auburn Town. Try not to say a whole lot about where I live and what I'm going and where I'm going to do. My dad played in that gym, and it means something to me, even though it's one of the things you think about it. So I think there's a lot of connections that people don't know about. Property is subdivided and sold all the time. I don't think that's going to be a big deal. I don't think it'll matter. I mean, it may, but I don't know.
Thank you. You had a question for me, Derek.
Yeah, what do you want to do? Because I've been under the impression the whole time that we was giving it to them.
Okay. So,
That's what this says. The transfer.
That was Jennifer's motion.
Right. That was Jennifer, okay. Chairman Duggan's motion last time. If you'll give me a second to make sure I can get all this out. We talk a lot, and a lot of people across our community laugh or make comments concerning the fact that we've talked about unity a lot. Unity is something that is very important to me. I think it gets things done in the most dire situations. Tonight, I came in here thinking that it was, that we had to transfer it, or we had to auction or sell it. Ms. Marty, I appreciate you coming up, because I believe that we do have a compromise here of what we thought we were walking into. And I think a lot of us have been struggling with it. I don't know. I had been struggling with it. It's been on my brain a lot. I said a few weeks ago, I think it's time that we all start extending olive branches and begin to heal a little bit and making some moves to do that. I'm going to call you Derek, not Mr. Mullinger. Derek, I see this as an option to do that. I think that we will still get a good sum of money from these two properties, but if they are subdivided, it gives the Auburntown community a chance to preserve this. And I'm a sentimental, emotional person. I said a few minutes ago, this job has taught me to be a little bit different about some stuff, and it's hard at times. But I understand. I understand where it comes from. And I think if we divide this and sell it separate, I think that is a good compromise. That is my opinion.
You guys are absolutely sure that this is what you want. Because if that sells and you're not the buyer, then what happens?
Same thing that would happen if you make a decision not to subdivide it. It's gone.
True. I was weighing that against Jennifer's motion, is what I'm saying.
In a perfect world, yes, it would be nice not to have to buy. I'm not going to lie. But
it just seems like a big gamble on your part.
We're ready. We assume the risk of the ownership.
No, I'm talking about somebody outbidding you is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about somebody outbidding you.
That's always possible. That's life.
So what if someone says that they're going to pay $100,000 for this? Are you going to pay $105,000 for it?
Ms. Crook?
If we have no chance to get it before you actually give it to us, we very much know you said you're wanting this money to go back into the system for kids. There's no way that we're going to give it to us to know that. This is our only hope to be able to do this. And it doesn't matter if we pay $105,000 for it or $25,000 or $10,000, it doesn't matter. Why does it matter what we're going to be at? We don't even know what we can be at. We got to get this step first, and then we got to go and get our community together and see what we can get together.
I'm just not sure it's realistic to, like, think that you could get it for, like, $30,000, or, like, I don't know your budget, I don't know your plan, and I just really don't think it's responsible for us to split these apart and roll the dice to do it, and I'm sorry. I wish I could give it to you. I just don't think it's fiscally responsible.
We're not asking you to give it to us.
I know, but in my brain.
What's the problem?
But what's your budget to buy it?
We don't know. Because we don't know if we're going to have the opportunity to bid or not. How can we know what we're going to bid if we don't even know what we're going to bid?
Can I retract my motion?
You can, yes, parliamentary procedure, yes. You can withdraw your motion, Mr. Member, absolutely.
I'll make a motion that we subdivide it.
I second.
And the realtor looks at it, makes a suggestion of where it goes priced at, what the realtor suggests, that's what the price goes on.
And that'll be subsequent to what you do in the next couple of motions down.
Yes.
Is what it will do. So your motion to subdivide the Auburn elementary gym property.
I was told it says transfer. There was never subdivide. You never even mentioned subdivide last night when you had the opportunity to. In our workshop, we got transferred. That's where why I asked questions last night.
Well, now, Mr. Curtis suggested that we meet there and look at the subdivision. And we did that before the workshop.
Correct, but on the agenda it says transfer, which to me means give.
Which that was the motion. If I can clarify.
By the board was to give it to us. That was their motion, not ours.
If I can clarify that, this state law does allow school districts to transfer property to any other governmental entity, long as it's a governmental entity like a municipality, which Auburn Town is, under their city charter. I don't have a vote in this, but my suggestion is, I'm torn. This is probably the most torn thing I've done as director of schools. And I'm torn because of my previous work with the Center for Historic Preservation at MTSU as a public history. Hopefully I was going to be a graduate until I send this duty, but I'm torn because of the historiography, literally, of that facility. But if you put it on the market, and I've told the board this a few times, if you put it on the market, places that are on the National Register of Historic Places are sold every day in the United States of America. It's not a restriction or not this, just the owner needs to know this is a historic place in the United States of America. So, you know, this is when I have been probably torn on the most in my being director of schools, because I see both sides. I see the economic side for the school system and the need for more funding, but I also see the historiography of that facility. And it's the oldest facility that the Cannon County Board of Education owns. And so I see a responsibility for that.
It's one of the oldest gyms in the state.
And I've looked at the application. It's what, 70 pages long or so. And in my last class before I became director, I trained to fill out that. And I would like to compliment Savannah Grandy. I'm doing an outstanding job on that.
And Bobby Dutton.
And others that were involved in that whole process. I know Savannah because of her role at the Center for Historic Preservation. But let me advise the board this. This is a controversial issue, certainly, but it's not one this board faces either. I've seen other debates when I've been researching this on other school systems that were wanting to donate not just property but entire schools to other school districts because they were in the county and they were battling the city of, you know, whatever. And that's, I saw a debate in the state legislature about that last session. But it's a difficult issue, but I'm thinking if you withdraw your motion, and your motion, if I have it correct, is to subdivide the Auburn Elementary Gym and surrounding property, is that correct, Derek, or do I need to change that? Is there any way?
Just be subdivided as the prints that we've got.
Okay.
Surveyed. That should be done tomorrow?
Well, next week is what he advised. Motion to be subdivided the Auburn Elementary Gym and surrounding property as presented. You don't do that as presented to the surveyor and just have that to the surveyor. And I get that with Mr. Applebaum, which he already has copies of what we had done, Madam Chairman.
But that holds up no real estate whatsoever.
I'm going to put as presented to the surveyor. If you do it that way, Mr. Member, you do that to the surveyor, then you are limiting that to the surveying of the property itself, if you do that. And that does give the possibility, when you come down to your next motion, down on the realtor to decide what you want to do there.
There's been a motion and a second. Is that the end of discussion, board members? Mr. Curtis.
Motion made by Mr. Mullen, seconded by Ms. Gannon. Is that correct?
No.
Nope. Who made that second? My apologies. Ms. Rank Mackins. Sorry, Ms. Gannon. Motion made by Mr. Mullen, seconded by Mr. McMackins, to survey, motion to subdivide the Auburn Elementary Gym and surrounding property as presented to surveyor. Did I read your motion correctly, Mr. Member? Mr. McMackins.
I'm really torn about this, too. Me, may I know, but history is one of my books, too. I'm historian of mine. And, I know I put that second in. Personally, I just say transfer it and give it to them. Be over with. They got what they want. I know we didn't get everything we wanted. I think it would be a good compromise and a good, obviously, branch out to that community. That's me. So I would have to. I could vote getting it surveyed, but.
Yes, sir.
If it could be addressed, maybe another board member can give it to them. That's my opinion. So vote. Yay. Old English. We ought to tell everybody about the old English.
We might do that in another after the motion is presented. I'll give you a history lesson. Mr. Mullins.
To go off what Wade said, this does not hold nothing up on real estate.
Correct. Ms. Gannon.
If these are separate, are y'all going to put in an offer? No matter what the offer is, are you going to put in an offer? The city of Auburn Town. Is the city of Auburn Town going to put in an offer on these if they're separate? Whether it's a dollar, whether it's $100,000.
Sure.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 4 ayes, no nays, and if I can have a parliamentary inquiry or statement.
Yes.
The I, let me do it, be a teacher just for a second. I is spelled A-Y-E-S. That's the I. So you know what that spells? A yes. It's Old English. That means I means a yes. So
thank you.
Just throw that in.
Okay. All right. Moving on
to
item number 18, discussion regarding the Water Street School property surplus. Ms. Gannon, I believe you asked to have that.
Yeah, I make a motion we table that because we don't have anywhere to put the stuff that's stored in it right now.
When would you like to table that motion? I may table it to.
Table it to March of 2023. There's not a lot that goes on in March.
I'll say.
Yeah. Motion made by Ms. Gannon. I'm sorry, Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Any discussion?
Yes, sir.
Motion made by Ms. Gannon, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to table the motion until March 2023. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Ms. Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, you have 4 ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 19 on the agenda is to approve the realtor bids for surplus properties. Mr. Curtis.
Madam Chairman, you see the summary sheet of bids that was done. Do you want me to read those bids for the record, or what do you want me to proceed? The bids that were complete. For that, do you want me to read the bids?
You guys need those bids read aloud. I think we looked over them.
Okay.
They were all
a lot of
like
discussion.
The
same percentage, yeah. I will say, just in discussion, I was very pleased that we had two gentlemen join us last night. I'm under the impression they are on the same team. Is that true, Ms. Sisson? Yes, they're both with Reliant. One would be the gentleman that would lead an auction. The other is a gentleman that said he would do the actual real estate and put it on the market. Am I correct that we were told that we could put it on the market for a small amount of time and then auction it if it did not?
Do we have any realtors on the Zoom?
Who is?
Can they hear us?
Yeah.
So I can direct that, yeah, I can direct that question to the gentleman on the Zoom.
He needs to turn on his mic, correct, Mr. Bedford? Can you turn on his mic, Mr. Stephen Russell? Okay. Tell me when he's unmuted.
Can you please unmute your microphone?
Russell.
Mr. Russell, can you please unmute your microphone? Melanie, do you have a comment on that?
No, just from what he presented the other night, that's what both of them said.
That's what you understood.
That's the only way I
can. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes. We just wanted that clarification.
Sorry, I'm in kind of a loud place.
Yes, sir. We just wanted that clarification.
What question did you have?
The clarification is we did understand correctly that you guys could work together as a team and put it on actual listed as real estate and for a period of time, and if that did not work out, then it could be auctioned. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. I mean, I'm willing to do a 2-month, 3-month listing, whatever it takes. I mean, even if we're involved in a 3-month listing and you want to auction it off 2 months into it, we can terminate that listing and go ahead and auction it. That's not a problem at all.
What do you think is an appropriate time to list it, like a time frame? Like, do you think 2 months or 3 months or?
I would think 3 months, but I also at the same time though, I think we need to evaluate every couple of weeks on the desirability, the showings, the interest, any offers. We need to look at everything. We need to just keep evaluating as we go, and then we can determine the time frame on that, on pulling the plug on it. I'm hoping to be able to sell it and not have to go to auction.
So the surveys are supposed to be done tomorrow?
Next week.
Was Mr. Applebaum. I checked with him today.
The parking lot's done tomorrow.
I thought tomorrow was.
The parking lot's tomorrow.
Yeah. I thought tomorrow was too fast.
Yeah. Tomorrow is the parking lot across from Kent County Elementary, Kent County Middle, and they're saying the next week, and within the next week would be the surveying for the Auburn Elementary School property and the Short Mountain School property.
Anybody else turn?
You guys have any more questions?
I guess we're just this is just on the bids though, not whether it's
Right. Realty bids for the surplus property is what this was rolled over from
the previous
because you rejected the bids at the July meeting.
Yeah.
And then you rebid it, we reopened the bids, rebid it, had more realtors, so to give you some more options.
Okay.
So the original motion was to approve realtor bids for surplus properties.
So once the property's surveyed, will you put on the market or?
I mean, as soon as we're ready to put it on the market, we will. I mean, we just have to get the photographer. You got to get all the advertising in place before we put it on the market. So, I mean, we just need to figure out what we're doing.
Right.
What exactly we're doing. I mean, so the survey is, how long is that going to take to have them completed?
Mr. Russell, they indicate of us, and we don't do that, but the county finance office does that, and we're thinking 2 weeks from now is what.
That's quick.
So,
very
quick. So we had already had them on the agenda to do that on the agenda for the board. We just didn't know which way the board was going, whether auction or whether going by realtor. So I would say I'm just looking at the calendar. So I would say by August the 26th that the survey should be completed. And that's given me a little bit more leeway than just last week. But you have to get the surveyor time, which you know well know as a realtor. You have to give the surveyor time to get all the legal stuff there done. But we're thinking, the county was thinking by February, I mean by August the 26th would be what we need to do.
Well, you know, that gives us time to have the pictures done, all the photography, video, drone footage. We can be very proactive on that and just be ready.
Any more discussion?
I'll make a motion we accept Reliant Realty's two quotes from Stephen Russell and Steve Sandman, one for the real estate and also the one for the auction part for the surplus property of Auburn Pound and Short Mountain Schools.
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis.
Okay, if I can get the clarification on the motion, Madam Chairman. To accept Reliant Realty's quotes from Steve's, and I'll put the two Steves in there, Steve Sandlin and also Steve Russell.
One was the auction and one was the real estate.
Right.
I just understand.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Gannon to accept the realty, the Reliant Realty quote from Steve Sandlin and Steve Russell, acting as agents for the sale of Auburn Elementary School and Short Mountain School. Is that against your motion okay, Mr. Chairman? I mean, Mr. Mullins?
Sir.
Mr. Atkins?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you.
And I'll let Mr. Russell know when the surveys are complete, and we'll get them in contact with the surveyor for that information, I'm sure.
Thank you for joining again tonight, Mr. Russell. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. And moving on.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Moving on to item number 20. Thank you, Mr. Tenpenny, for making your way up. This is to approve the 2022-23 coaches supplements.
Madam Chairman, if I can, just before this would be to amend, you've already approved at the last meeting the 2022-2023 coaches supplements, and you will amend that is what you will try. We'll do amending as presented.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Tenpenny.
I don't have anything unless y'all have any further questions. Probably not Mr. Maggins, but if anyone else has any.
Does anyone?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
You had discussed earlier that if they approved our former fifth grade basketball, that there would be you had made the adjustment.
Those were approved in July.
Excellent. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I have not seen that, so I just want to make sure you believe them.
I will share this with you.
Thank you very much. Do any of you have questions for Mr. Tenpenny?
I just want to tell him thank you for getting all the coaches in my clear question and doing as requested.
With that, I would like to make a motion that we approve this amendment and move forward.
I second.
Mr. Curtis.
Motion made by Ms. Thomas, Chairman Thomas, seconded by Ms. Gannon to amend the 2022-2023 coaches supplements as presented. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you very much. Moving on to 21, again, Mr. Tenpenny, thank you for staying. We need to approve the Canyon County High School Athletics Live Streaming Policy that was presented at the workshop.
I did want to mention I did make that correction, Mr. McMackins, to change the wording in that first bullet.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion?
What did we change it to?
Agreement with contract that was substituted to agreement.
Right.
That was emailed to you.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second that motion. Mr. Curtis.
Motion made by Mr. McMackin, seconded by Chairman Thomas to approve Cannon County High School live streaming policy for the 2022-2023 school year as presented. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Garner, Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
I'm so glad I got Mr. Burks.
We appreciate Mr. Burks very much.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
He's been coaching a long time.
All right, number 22, discuss the sick days for our support staff personnel. This was discussed at our workshop, and due to needing to know some financial numbers and exactly how that could be done, we asked that some investigation be done into that and a report drawn up so we could maybe discuss that at a later date.
I'm making some notes, Madam Chairman, in regard to that investigation and report to be completed. Do you want to put a timeline on that, or you want to just...
Well, no, because it's budget.
So you want to put through the FY24 budget process?
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. It'll just have to be part of that process.
And no action will be needed. I'm just making an administrative note, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. We'll be moving on to item 23, and that is to appoint a deputy director of schools, Mr. Curtis.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask the board to appoint Dr. Marsha Melton as Deputy Director of the Cannon County Schools for the 2022-2023 school year as requested by Director William F. Curtis.
I make a motion we approve the Deputy Director, Marsha Melton.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Call roll.
Motion made by Ms. Gannon, seconded by Mr. Mullins to appoint Dr. Marsha Melton as Deputy Director of Cannon County Schools for the 2022-2023 school year as requested by Director William F. Curtis. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item 24, I believe that it was withdrawn, and so we will keep moving on. Ms. Hancock, if you need that at a later date, please let us know. Thank you. Item number 25 is Ms. Karen King is going to present a possible basketball schedule, which she did at the workshop for the 4th and 5th grade basketball teams at our elementary schools. Ms. Karen, do you have anything else?
Anything else to add unless you have questions? I will say that once I finalize the schedule, I'll email it to you. We'll just approve our dates, and I'll let you know who we're playing at what time. And I will send you an overall schedule of where everyone is as far as practice and those kinds of things to show that we're not overlapping.
I make the motion we approve.
Second.
Mr. Curtis.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins, to approve the 4th and 5th grades elementary basketball schedule as presented. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Ms. Karen, again, on item number 26, we'd like to discuss getting help with the cost of changing the locks at Cannon North and Cannon South. Ms. Cossie is joining you as well. And I just want to say thank you for getting a lot of things ready to present to us and some financial statements on that. And I'll turn it over to you, ladies.
Did you get my email today?
And It was in there last time.
Teresa got it in the packet, so we're good. Everybody's got a copy. I'm thinking, Ms. Karen, if I could, Madam Chairman, $1,192, is that correct?
Yes,
when I added that up.
How much does Cannon South need?
So Mr. David Calvin sent the bid over today, and it is $1,571.50 to repair the entire building. Okay. And the difference is because we have more doors.
Yes.
And I need for more keys as well.
Make a motion we approve each key lock.
A second.
Wolves and one bill from Cannon North.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Mr. Curtis.
I think I have the motion correct. I'll risk it here. The motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Gannon, to approve expenditures for exterior door lock changes at Cannon County North Elementary for $1,192 and Cannon County South Elementary for $1,571.50. Is that the correct motion,
yes, sir.
Mr. Member? Mr. McMackins.
On number one deterrent, locked doors. Oh. Yes.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Was, is there something wrong?
With me?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. You, the
no,
motion was
no,
right.
No, I'm just like, he said okay. Number one to Turner was locked doors off.
Okay, okay, okay.
And I would definitely agree with that as well as Ms.
Ms. I would just wanted to make sure the amounts were right because
no,
you were
no, no,
looking.
No, no, I was just
okay.
Saying yes.
Aye. I just want to make sure.
And Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll get with Douglas and, tomorrow, and we'll get that. We'll get that done.
Item number 27 is to revise TSBA policies 4.403, 6.200, and 6.309. Mr.
Curtis. Madam Chairman, we received a thing from TSBA, and like I told you at the workshop, I think TSBA just missed it because of all the massive amounts of budget or things that we had sent them on revisions in that July revision. There's no changes at all from what you had passed in July, but we want to revise these and TSBA know that we have been revised and been looked at and been redone. So that's the nature of motion. My suggestion to revise Connecticut Board of Education policies 4.403, 6.200, and 6.309.
Thank you.
As recommended by TSBA. Now, you are changing that a little bit because of the electronic threat. We know that. They know that. And recommendation by our safety coordinator is the same. Correct, Ms. Bonnie?
I make a motion to revise TSBA policies 4.403, 6.200, and 6.309.
I second.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Gannon, to revise Cannon County Board of Education policies 4.403, 6.200, and 6.309, as recommended by Tennessee School Board Association. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Ms. Thomas.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas, there are four ayes and no nays.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Number 28 on the agenda tonight is a modernization and restructuring update. We talked in length last night about lots of different things concerning this. Ms. Chisholm, do you need to add anything tonight if you feel comfortable with everything? Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll be moving on to number 29. The director's comments. Mr. Curtis, you have the floor.
Madam Chairman, there are a lot of people to thank because of restructuring and modernization process. I did that earlier this evening at thanking our maintenance personnel, our custodians, our principals, teachers, everybody working hard for the benefit of Cannon County students. And we've had a good start. We've had our challenges, but as you heard last night, we met those challenges. So I'd like to thank our principals in particular for meeting the challenge. So my public acknowledgement of all of our principals that have done an outstanding job doing restructuring and modernization. My whole theme to the staff, that we had a staff broadcast back earlier on our first day of in-service, and what I said to them is we are here now. And we are here now. And we are doing things now. There's a lot of things that we're working on and visiting schools and visiting and honoring those that need to be honored. So my recognition of the tremendous work going on currently in Cannon County Schools, at Cannon County High School, Cannon County Middle School, Cannon County Elementary School, and Cannon County North Elementary School, and Cannon County South Elementary School. And at this time, I'd like to give plaques to our outgoing board members, if this is an appropriate time, Madam Chairman.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to stay up here if that's okay.
Yes, I'm going to make a picture.
Yes, we're going to get a picture with this. I have to get my photographer or someone, one of the other board members. That's not. It's my esteemed honor and privilege as the director of Cannon County Schools to give to you, Ms. Carla Gannon, the last motion sheets that I ran off tonight. I had to run some more off. So I'd like to first give a motion sheet that is blank. You may have not seen one of those, but these are the ones that I have modified over the years. So at this time, I'd like to give this to Ms. Carla Gannon first off. Congratulations. And I would like to give this plaque, and Carter, if you'll hold it, I'll read it though. And let me say one thing too. I'm proud, very honored. Carly was a government student of mine back in the day. And what Carly did, I'm thinking, I'd have to go back and look at my roles from 2008 to December of 2017. Carly, I think you're the first one of my former students to be elected to a public office. So thank you for the personal privilege, Madam Chairman, members of the board. And Carly was done. The plaque says, Kanawha County Board of Education is honored to present this plaque to Carly Gannon in appreciation for your dedication or dedicated service as a school board member to the Canyon County school system on this August 11th, 2022. Would you give Ms. Gannon a hand? I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I'll be corrected when somebody sees the broadcast. Wait a minute, Ms. Chris. I did this, I did that. You did this. As a government student, let me say that. And also, Madam Chairman, I do have Ms. Jennifer Duggan's plaque, Chairman Duggan's plaque for her. And it basically says the same thing. I'd like to present that to her. We have that special called meeting. I'd like to present that to her with board's indulgence at that special called meeting and honor her. The plaque says, I'd get a motion sheet for Chairman Duggan, and the Kanawha County Board of Education is honored to present this plaque to Jennifer Duggan in appreciation for your dedicated service as a school board member to the Kanawha County school system this August 11th, 2022. So let me do that if I can indulge the board at that time, at the end of that special call meeting. So thank you to these individuals, and I appreciate their service to the board. And and one thing I would say in closing, say quickly, Mr. Curtis, closing, you've got your minutes. But let me say this to those listening in the audience and those listening by Zoom broadcast, is that being a school board member is probably the toughest job that I know about in elected government. Now, others would debate that issue, but I believe that being a school board member, you have to take in, and y'all have experienced that this evening, the complexities of issues. And not everybody understands the complexities of issues. So I want to commend these two individuals for serving, and I commend the board, the new constituency of the board. You will be hearing from me of probably some dates in regard to a retreat and looking at mission, vision, goals, and beliefs as being the center point of that, and that discussion being led by TSBA. So thank you, Madam Chairman, for the opportunity to comment tonight.
Thank you. In closing tonight, we traditionally have chairman's comments. I want to promise that I'll keep this as concise as possible. It always is exciting to start a new school year. This is an exciting school year, as usual, but even more so in the eyes of me. You can see that in the hallways of our schools. That's been reported, and I wish I could have seen it firsthand. But thank you. We have our principals here tonight. Thank you all for what you're doing. I would like to thank you for all being involved and so very helpful, especially Mr. Nichols, to make We Care Canon a huge success this year to start our year off great for our kids. We are extremely thankful to an area church that also is making sure that our children have a full month of free meals. And the spirit of We Care Canon and an act such as that experience, the experience church has donated that is absolutely phenomenal. And I just wanted to say that and say thank you publicly for that. I did want to say tonight, next month we'll start a new era in the board. We'll have a new board, and I did not want tonight to go without thanking our two outgoing board members. I wanted to thank Ms. Gannon and just say a few words. I think you're so multifaceted and multi-talented. I've seen that firsthand in lots of different areas. And when I heard that you were going to take this seat, I had no idea what I was going to be able to witness. I would say that you are... in my opinion, because I'm not as good at it at all, you're a financial genius. And I think it's a beautiful thing to see a younger member of our community step up and say, I'm gonna champion our children. And I want to help them in any way possible. You've been amazing, and I want to thank you. Jennifer could not be here tonight. Ms. Duggan and I came onto the board at the same time, and I did not know her. I knew of her. And I was very blessed to be able to spend our orientation together at the TSBA in Nashville. And I got to know her very quickly. First impression, she's a very hard worker. She's a champion and mother to so many for many years in this town and in this community. She's extremely honest. She is very emotional, but she can also put her emotions aside, and she is full of wisdom and discernment, and she is a seeker of truth. She's been very resilient in her role, and I think that we all have seen that. She's tireless, and in our house, we love the words of Dallas Sweeney. She's all in with everything she does. And it has been beautiful to serve alongside her. And I just want to say thank you, not just from the three of us, but for the children of this community, the teachers, and the school system. Thank you. You are valued. Both of you are. So with that, that's all I have. And I would absolutely thank you very much. Mr. Wayne Hancock has made sure that we have gravel that we needed to make things happen, and he is to be commended. Another act of service that we're seeing for our kids and for our school system. So thank you, Mr. Hancock. And with that, do I have...
Madam Chairman, that is phenomenal. Let me say that has been a phenomenal... if you're leaving, you're going to have to go out through the cones, by the way, folks.
Yes.
So when you go out by the cones, make a left and look over to the right, and you can see that has been phenomenal by the Cannon County Highway Department. So my appreciation to Mr. Hancock. I meant to say that earlier, but thank you for correcting that. And just if you see Mr. Hancock, thank him for doing that. It wasn't free, but it was at substantial reduced cost for us. So thank you, Mr. Hancock, very much so.
I'd also like to thank Jennifer and Carly for the hard work and the long hours we've all put in, especially on the budget.
Yes.
FY 24 coming.
It's been an honor to serve with y'all. It really has.
I have to second that. I really appreciate Jennifer's service, not only with us and the community, but her past and active service she's carrying on right now. And I really commend her for such an outstanding job she's always done and will continue to do whatever she pursues.
Absolutely.
Make a motion to adjourn.